Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
When it comes to pop culture, there is a lot going on. At any given moment, there are dozens of films and television series for us to sink our teeth into. So what is it exactly that has our attention at this very moment? I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over what we just can't get enough of right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Just can't get enough. I don't know, I'm just singing.
I just can't get enough.
That's the song I was singing. I was like, I knew there was a song that went like that.
There's something, well, can't get enough of your love, boy.
That's it too.
Whoa. So my Barry White is so much better than my Liam Neeson.
Yeah, you've got the vocal range now to get down low.
After a little bit more wine.
A little bit more wine. We got more wine this week. Wine time.
Because let's be real, we're recording
it's the same day. The spoiler is out. We actually record three episodes at a time.
We fooled you all.
So the next episode, we're going to be even worse.
Yeah, because we're going to have even more wine.
No, we're going to do a great time. We've actually, well, I say we. Rachel writes all of the wonderful intros and the show notes. I don't at all. I just sit here, look pretty and read them.
Today I was at work and I was stuffing my face full of hot chips because...
Hot chips. Do you have gravy? Chips.
No. No, actually I don't think we have gravy.
No.
We're much too sophisticated for that.
Do you at least have Marty sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Otherwise I was leaving.
Yeah, and they were like, you want some aioli with that? I was like, fucking no, I want tomato sauce.
Aioli and chips are not I don't like it.
Okay, but it depends on the aioli. Because remember how I was showing you last time you were here?
Oh, that aioli smelled delicious. Right. I would eat that aioli with everything.
Because I make my great-grandmother's recipe. And it is the best, most fatty, amazing thing.
There's like a kilo of butter in there.
It's just egg, garlic, and oil.
That's my favorite three foods.
That's all it is.
Excellent. Anyway, what have you called this episode this week? Because we had a good lull.
So hot right now.
Because?
Damn that Hansel.
It's so hot right now. So if you're wondering what we're going to talk about, we're essentially just going to talk about things that we're having a good time with at the moment.
Yeah.
Number one on the list is wine.
Not wine, obviously.
And then from there we will discuss.
Yes.
We've also done no preparation for this episode.
I have one note here and I'm just going to say
it
now.
Go on, you start it off. Let's just go right in.
Honestly, I'm just waiting for Wonder Woman.
Yes, Wonder Woman. We've talked about this multiple times. Multiple times on the show that we just fucking love her.
Yeah, we do.
I saw
Did you see the new trailer?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Cheetah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I feel.
Look,
it's kind of giving me, sorry to interrupt you. You know when The Amazing Spider-Man came out and Jamie Foxx was playing the Electro man, kind of gives me that kind of vibe, which I don't hate, but I just don't know how it's going.
Look, DC in general doesn't have a great track record when it comes to CG.
No. No, I mean, shall we talk on the Mo or no?
Look, I don't want to talk about the Mo.
Anyway, we digress.
The lack of Mo.
The lack of Mo.
It's like, why though?
I didn't think he looked terrible, but you could definitely tell something was happening on the upper
lip. It wasn't that bad, but it did draw the eye a little bit.
Yes.
And it wasn't necessary.
Especially when you're a multi-billion dollar corporation like DC Comics.
Like, come on, guys.
DC Comics. Is that what they're called? Or am I just adding another word?
DC.
And I just added the word comic to the end? Because I like
comics.
I think
it's DC Comics.
Whatever it is.
I don't know what it stands for, guys. Oh, I have a computer right here.
Yeah, you
can
Google
find out.
You Google what DC
Holy moly.
Troy is going to be listening to this like...
He's going to want to kill us.
Damn it, what? Girls, put the wine away.
What does DC stand for? It's kind of.
She didn't even have to type it, it just came up.
No, but like, then it was coming up with like DC as in AC, oh, and AC/DC, DC. Current. And also Washington, DC.
Oh.
Okay, DC Comics. Oh, Detective Comics.
Detective Comics Comics.
The initials DC came from the company's popular series Detective Comics.
Right.
Which featured Batman's debut and subsequently became part of the company's name.
Okay.
But it is actually called DC Comics. So it's called Detective Comic Comics.
Oh, look. This wine, it makes me smart.
It does.
Anyway.
It's those good grapes, baby.
Yeah. Good grapes. So I am sad because I can no longer go to Italy next year.
Yes.
So I've just decided to drink all 30 bottles of wine in my house between now and April. Because
you had 30 bottles of wine planned to take with you to Italy.
No. My sisters purchase me a box of wine every Christmas.
Oh.
And I've not drunk all of them yet. So now I'm just going to pretend I'm on a wine tour through Italy and drink all this wine. So yeah, I'm a little bit sad, but whatever.
That's a great idea.
Sometimes things just don't work how we want and we just need to accept it and move on and drink wine.
That's right.
Quote 2020.
Yes, that is what 2020 is all about.
Mm-hmm.
What another thing that 2020 is all about is rewatching stuff because, you know, with COVID, not a great deal of new stuff has been coming out.
No.
so something I've been doing is rewatching Buffy.
Oh, because it's on Stan. Are you up to Once More with Feeling yet?
No. We're like right at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
We're right at the beginning. And I love that in the first season.
She's so little.
There's this cheesy intro that's like, in every generation.
Oh, my God. It's like the Flash.
And it's like, oh, my God, this is the best. Maybe and then I it goes into to. That sick Buffy song.
Yeah, with like heavy guitar solos. Yeah.
By Nerf Herder.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which I remember because it's a Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I fucking love Buffy.
And Jake forgot that it was a Joss Whedon thing and I was like, of course, the witty repartee between the characters, you know.
How could you miss?
Of course it's Joss Whedon.
Yeah. Oh, man, Buffy. Maybe I need to – how many seasons of Buffy are there?
I don't know.
1,000.
Like enough.
Yeah. Plenty to keep you going for the rest of 2020.
Well, maybe not the rest of 2020, but for now.
For now.
Actually, the rest of 2020 is not that long.
It's really not.
About it.
We're very far into 2020.
We're quite far. Let's please let it end.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
As we discussed, we need it to finish now.
Okay. Well, I've done two now.
Yeah. All right.
So
well,
go ahead.
I'm going to go and just get rid of the suspense of everybody's thoughts from last week's episode where I sort of teased a little bit
you
about did. The YouTube watch.
You teased us.
I did tease you. Yeah. So.
Oh, the Netflix watch button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
YouTube. That is not something I'd ever click.
Definitely ever. Not.
You couldn't pay me enough.
Mm-mm.
There you go. I'd end up on some fucking flat earth bullshit.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you a story. This is not related. You're just going to have to wait another couple of minutes for me to answer the question. I was driving to the gym tonight before I came here because I'd pretend I'm healthy and then I just eat a heap of hot chips. But
yeah.
There was a man in a China imported car in front of me with two big red stickers on the back that said boycott China. And I was like, you're a moron.
What?
Yes.
Was he being ironic?
He looked like a hillbilly, so
no,
I really
not,
don't
then.
Think so. He had the windows down. He had fluffy dice hanging over the wind. What is it called?
The rearview mirror? Rear mirror.
I shouldn't drive home. nah, I'll be right. I've had one glass. Yeah, so he was like, boycott China all over that. And I was like, you
boycott
are.
Boycott that man.
Yeah, I think everyone should just cancel him, you know, anyway.
Put cancel culture to good use, you fuckers.
Yeah,
Jesus
what an idiot.
Christ.
Anyway, keep driving your China imported car for all I care, whatever, idiot.
All right, and the suspense,
back on.
Amy.
The suspense is in. Okay, so I clicked, so to set the scene,
yeah.
My younger sister, who I've talked about, she's turning 18 soon, she loves K-pop, K-drama, all that kind of stuff, right? Mm. Which is Korean-related TV shows, Korean bands, which have about 1,000 people in them.
Of course.
Which is great. Some people love them. I've never been a big fan, but I think that's just my age, possibly.
Maybe.
However, she's always raved on to me about these Korean drama shows. And I have watched one that she really highly recommended maybe a year ago. I loved it. Like, it was great. It was about some war-torn country, and it was actually really wonderful. It was cheesy, and there were some episodes I was like, oh, my God. But anyway, I loved it. I recently clicked on the – I was going to say YouTube watch.
Yeah.
Netflix watch button, and a new K-drama came on. Mm. It's called It's Okay Not to Be Okay. I don't know if you've seen it. So it's an actual Netflix-made K-drama, right?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give this a go. Let's just watch the first episode. I was fucking hooked. I watched this whole season of 17 episodes, an hour long each in three days. God. 3 days I watched this in. So essentially it is about a family, which is two sons. Their mother was murdered and the eldest son actually has autism. And he witnessed the mother being murdered,
right?
And it sort of talks about many, many different things, but it evolves around the youngest son who then has to look after his older brother who is, you know, he's really socially awkward. Mm. And then, of course, there's a girl who also has a personality disorder and is like fucking psycho. But we love her kind of thing, right? Yeah. And it is just absolutely wonderful. I was like cheering at the end. I was like, yes! And the thing is, I'm not very good with obviously, Korean names are very different to, you know, westernized culture, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And they speak in a very a polite manner, if that makes sense. Like they call people Miss This and Miss That. So I kind of didn't really associate some of the names with the characters, but then you get the gist of it. And I loved it. I watched it. And that was what I was loving in pop culture for the last 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. K-drama.
Yeah, I finished it on Sunday.
Jesus.
So nobody heard from me all weekend.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
I know. It was very weird. I'm not
now I'm even more scared to click the button because
you're like, I fucking hate K-drama. Next.
Yeah, well, I just don't know. I don't know what it is, you know.
Like, and I would have skipped it.
I think like a parody of it in another TV show.
Yeah.
You know.
It's super like cliche and there's most of them are just heavily romanticized and like there's no way shit like that would ever happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one had some really like real life elements in it and cute. I was like, and I think that was related to the fact that, you know, the eldest brother, who the actor, whoever plays that character, is fucking phenomenal.
Oh wow.
Like you would not know he actually does not have autism.
Oh,
like it's crazy. But then I like googled it afterwards because I was like, did they actually get, you know, somebody with an autistic boy to play this?
Wow.
Well, he's 35, but anyway, no, he does not have autism. Wow. He just is such a good actor.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
There you go.
Loving it.
Indeed.
It was great. So I do recommend it for anybody who doesn't mind watching a TV series with subtitles and has a couple of romance-y type things in it. But it is quite good. The storyline's good.
Well.
Yeah, over to you. There you go. See, the suspense,
while you were flourishing, I've been struggling, Amy. Okay.
Well, I was flourishing with my K-drama love.
You were flourishing with your K-drama and I have been struggling because Jake and I have been trying to find a series that captures our attention.
Right.
Now, so far, Buffy is doing the trick.
Good.
Before we landed on Buffy, we tried Hannibal.
Yeah.
For a bit, but I malfunctioned. Because I am such a fan of Hannibal and not just the films but the Thomas Harris novels as well. So I did this – sorry, I went into it and I had this whole thing in my head that, wow, it's going to be kind of in these years that we didn't see.
All the gaps that we were trying to fill, essentially. Yeah.
When he had that relationship with Will Graham and everything before Red Dragon, and I got super excited.
Yeah.
And there were some differences and I was like, you know what, it's okay that Freddie Lowndes is a woman. I can put that aside, you know, even though I was like, it's a bit rude to Philip Seymour Hoffman, rest his soul.
Yeah.
But I was okay with it. And then it started getting a little bit more like, so Will Graham started to suspect that there was something up with Hannibal, and I was like, oh, that's a bit early, because that's, this is first season. I know there's at least 3-4 seasons of this, and
he should not suspect anything. Red Dragon,
he didn't even really suspect him until the beginning of the film of, or the book of Red Dragon. So it's like, well, if he's starting to suspect that there's something up with Hannibal, why the fuck does it take him so long to come to the conclusion? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just going to – and I said to Jake, we're just going to pretend that Spout likes Steve and George, and George is a cannibal, and Steve is a detective, and, you know, but then they started bringing people in like Chilton, who's like the dude at –
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The asylum.
Yeah.
That, you know, and he's like a real slimy character. Yeah. Props to the guy that plays him in the TV show, because he does it really, really well.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, oh, it's getting harder and harder to push this all aside.
And keep watching.
And then fucking spoiler alert, guys, I know it's quite a few seasons in now, but fucking Will Graham ends up in jail on suspicion of murder. And
what?
He's in the asylum where Hannibal was. And then they're using lines directly from the films as dialogue, but it's like Will Graham is saying Hannibal's lines.
What?
And so then he's helping from the asylum. He's helping the FBI solve the thing, like he's the serial killer.
Huh? I've never watched this, and now I don't want
to. That's why I'm saying, like, I malfunctioned at this point, because I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore.
Did not finish.
And Cade.
Does he love it?
I'm calling him out again, guys. You all give me a hard time for calling Cade out. You don't give me a hard time. You praise me for it, so I'm going to do it again.
He praises us too.
I know. He's like, it's my favorite show. And then he tunes in. We're like, fuck you, Cade.
Fucking Cade. Edit all our episodes and then fuck off.
And then fuck off. Get out of our faces. No, but he accused me of being scared. I'm not scared. Scared of this. I just, I malfunctioned because I couldn't reconcile this with all of my great horror Thomas Harris knowledge. Mm. So I'm like sitting there going, I can't watch it anymore. And it got to a point I literally turned to Jake and I said, please not Hannibal.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it anymore.
Something else. How many seasons of Hannibal is there?
I think there's 4 now.
Ooh. Ooh.
But yeah. That, like, because I got really excited because when I was like, I was looking at it on IMDb and I was like, oh my God, Mason Verge is in it. Mason Verge is the guy that's played by Gary Oldman in Hannibal. He's the, you know, Cardell, guy with the face.
Yeah. That guy. Yeah, yeah, the one guy with the face. I know him.
The one who cut off his own face.
Yeah.
And like I got so excited. And then I saw that there was, you know, the character of Francis Dolarhyde, who was Red Dragon, and. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so
they had
excited.
So many points to set themselves up for success, but yeah, didn't.
And, well, unless it dramatically changes in, you know, future episodes that I probably won't watch now. So tell me, people, does it fix itself?
Yeah.
And if it does, it better fucking fix itself really good because I'm not – I can't watch it. The way that it is, I can't watch it.
Great. I'm excited for people to provide feedback for you on this to try and put your mind at ease.
Because I'm like really sad because I was excited about it and now I'm mad. Not. Yeah.
She's mad sad.
I'm mad and I'm sad and I did my brain just like short-circuited because I couldn't handle it anymore.
Well, I hope somebody provides you with some good info, but it doesn't look promising.
No, it doesn't.
So that's something you're not doing at this point in time.
It's something I'm not doing. I am searching for a great series. Drop your recommendations, people.
K-drama. No, don't watch it. You'll hate it.
I'm not doing it.
You will absolutely hate it. I know you can tell. And you will hate it.
I can tell that I will because I can't handle. I have precious little time, Amy.
Yeah, I know. But see, I'm a lover of like.
Really good.
It's similar to like anime, but real life, but not as good as anime, if that makes sense. Yeah, I gotcha. So I'm kind of like, I'll watch that.
Meanwhile, I'm more than happy to listen to like fucking Judge Judy episodes in the car. Because
Maury Povich.
Oh my God, Maury.
You are the father.
I fucking love trash because I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, look, K-drama, I will say this. It requires a lot of – you can't look away from the screen because otherwise you've got no fucking idea what's happening. That's not happening for me because
I need to do my Sudoku while I'm watching.
She has a set routine, guys.
I do.
And she cannot read subtitles.
It's a glass of wine and Sudoku.
Mm. All right. Okay, well, I'll give you one more thing. I have two more things on my list because, honestly, I struggled to make a list of things that I've been doing. So
you do you, boo.
The next one is The Old Guard. Have you watched this on Netflix?
No, what is it?
Oh, right. My God. You need to watch it because I think you and Jake would like it.
I'm writing it down.
Do it. It's Charlize Theron.
Oh, I can't.
Do it. Just do it. Honestly, do yourself a favor. I was a bit skeptical because I was like, it's come out of nowhere. And all right, there's two. Let me add two to this list.
Stop it.
Because Reese and I had a weekend where we actually had some downtime. He's been working away a lot and he was home. And I was like, you know what? Today we're just going to sit at home and we're just going to watch movies. Okay. So we watched The Old Guard and Project Power, which are both Netflix original movies.
You know what? Project Power did catch my eye.
Yeah. So it's got Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it. It was very good. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And then The Old Guard was even better still.
So The Old Guard's a movie?
The Old Guard, they're both movies. Okay. The Old Guard is, it's kind of got like, they could have done a lot more with it and I hope they make more films around it. Like there was a lot of backstory that wasn't quite answered, which I would have loved to have seen. It won't make sense because you haven't seen it. And I'm not going to spoil it for you because you need to watch it. But it's kind of like based around this guard, I guess, of people.
Yeah.
Just four of them, I think. And they're essentially immortal, right? So they go through time and do the bidding of different governments. Charlize Theron is the main character and she's old as fuck. Like she's been around from ancient Greek days or whatever type thing. And it's just really cool. There's some really good fight scenes. I loved it. So
I'll try, but I don't know if I can do it.
Give it a go.
With Charlize.
See how you go. Otherwise, watch Project Power because that was also very good.
Okay.
But
I'm a fan of Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he's great.
We've been quoting him a lot lately.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, there you go. You need to add this one to your repertoire.
From like it was kind of an interview type thing that they did. It was when Robin Hood came out.
Oh, I fucking love that movie. I'm going to watch
it. It was bad, anyway, but I really liked
me
it.
Me too.
So him and Taron Egerton were doing like a thing where they translate old English words. Or they explain old English words.
Because Taron Egerton is Welsh.
He's Welsh, yes.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
So the word was huzzah and Jamie Foxx didn't know the word.
It's very British,
and
I feel.
And he looked at it and he was like, what is this? Huzzah. and he's like, when she's got too many boyfriends and she opened a club and, you know, she a huzzah.
Like a hustler,
like,
is that?
Like a hussy.
Oh, a hussy.
Like a huzzah.
Huzzah.
A huzzah.
She got a huzzah.
And then we've been saying that about Ollie lately because he's been talking about his girlfriend. Right. We're like, what a huzzah.
What a huzzah.
Huzzah.
I'm going to find that interview and show it to Reese.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't remember the rest of it, the rest of the interview or anything like that, but just the
it stuck
huzzah
with you. Well, there you go. Watch Project Power because it's quite good.
All right. And I'll just say huzzah all the huzzah way through.
Huzzah.
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 She's a huzzah.
Probably suits the film, actually.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. So you'll enjoy. There you go.
Damn.
All right. Have you got anything else on your pop culture list?
No, because I've been trying to read more. Because
right.
I want to be intellectual. and whatnot. And I was reading The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, yes, which obviously is right up my alley. And yeah, I just do need to find more time to read it. But
I've read one chapter and I'm in the same boat. I just haven't sat down and read.
Like, yet. I really want to,
yeah,
because I'm so interested, but I really need the time to do it. But in the meantime, I have these absolutely gorgeous, talented friends who are writing. You know, I've mentioned one of them before, Fallon, who's writing And Let Me Crawl Inside Your Veins. And then I have another friend, JJ, she's currently writing, as far as I know, it's three things. It could be more. Who knows with her. They're both just such wickedly talented women. And then on top of that, there's a third friend, Laura, and she's been writing too. But Laura, more than writing, she provides a lot of inspiration to people and whatnot. You know, she kind of gives people a lot of ideas of what to write. So I've been writing And Let Me Crawl Inside Your Veins by Fallon, and I've been reading two of JJ's
projects,
yeah, yep. One called Hello and the other Wolf Hunt.
Right.
So I've been kind of
engrossed, you know, in that.
Engrossed in that, and obviously wanting to provide support and everything like that to them. So I need to keep writing myself, but I have precious little time, and I look at all these tabs open on my little computer and it's just like fucking menus and function packs.
You got a lot going on at the moment,
beverage packages. Like, so that's what I'm writing at the moment.
Yeah, we're going to plan my 30th. Hey.
Yeah, let's plan your 30th.
It's in like 6 months' time. But anyway, it's going to be crazy.
It's all right. I've got a February wedding that I'm planning right now. So. I know. Huzzah.
Well, actually, that's super interesting, and I'm actually keen to get more into that world of that, you know, like the things that you read. But one thing that I have been meaning to do, along with what we've already talked about, is read Midnight Sun.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't.
Amy, please don't.
Don't? Oh, okay. I'm sad.
No, you'll be worse.
I read it.
You'll want to hang yourself.
Really? Like, has she fucked it up that badly?
No, it's just that, okay, so one of my nearest and dearest friends in the entire world, Nadine.
Oh, yes. We know Nadine. Yes,
we know Nadine. We love her. Who's not allowed to listen to the podcast because she's always with her kids and we are not child friendly.
Oh, sorry, Nadine.
Very rude.
Do you know what? Maybe we'll do a child friendly episode.
Just so Nadine can listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll probably like still drop the F bomb, but we'll get Cade to like beep that
bleep
out.
It. We'll bleep it.
Anyway, we'll let you know, Nadine.
Yeah. So she's been reading it and she's been sending me little text updates. And she's like, Edward is the most depressing person.
Oh, no.
She's like, I want to slice my wrist. Trigger warning to everybody, by the way. Because she's not serious. She's not really going to slice her wrist. But, yeah.
Wow.
He's a very depressing
person. Because, I mean, I remember reading sort of, was it like the first two chapters that she released a million years ago?
She did it as kind of a protest, I think, because
someone leaked it everywhere.
Somebody leaked it. I think it was like 9 pages or something.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, this has promise, but sounds like maybe it didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that it did, but then again, I was reading it at the same time that I was reading Twilight.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, and I was a lot younger. You know.
Oh, the good old days.
We were so impressionable.
Yeah.
Back then.
Okay, well, maybe I'll put that on the bottom of my list.
Put it on the bottom of your list. I mean, I kind of want to read it.
I think I should.
But it's so thick, Amy.
I saw the page. Oh, that's what she said.
Hello.
I saw the page count and I was like, damn.
Like,
what you got to write about? We already know the story.
Edward, why you got so many thoughts, bro? What, because you're 112? Fucking stop it.
Yeah. We don't need to know your whole life story.
We need to know.
We just need to know from the moment you met your crazy ass soon-to-be wife.
But I do love the memes that have come out of it. Like, one of them is like, I think it's that scene where they're in the classroom together for the first time and he's pulling all those weird faces in the movie.
Yep.
And it's like Bella, it's got like, you know, a thing of Bella and it's like, oh, she's thinking, you know, oh, do I smell bad, you know?
Oh, the fan like blows
and
on it.
Yeah. And really what he's thinking is – how he's going to kill her and 19 of his other classmates.
Cool.
Precisely 19 of them.
I could get on board with that.
Yeah. So I saw that meme and I was like, fucking maybe I need to read Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
And then I started getting the text updates from the dean and she was like, I want to die. And I was like, oh, wow, maybe I don't want to read Midnight Sun.
I'm still going to read it. I'm just going to push it down.
Yeah, it's down the list.
Okay. Do you have anything else you would like to add or are we done with pop culture?
I think I'm done with pop culture.
Okay. Good.
I mean, not forever.
Just until we find something else to consume. Just
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. What's the release date? Do you know?
I'm not in that industry anymore. No. Amy.
And because you're not, I know nothing.
I'm sorry.
I don't know anything. I used to be like the cool hip friend that all my friends were like, when's this come out? And I'll be like, hang on, I'll just message my friend.
I'll just message my friend who's in the industry.
Who knows everything.
13th of August 2020. What the fuck, mate? That's such an American release date. No, I Googled Australian release date.
She's done this before.
I literally Googled it. Oh, here we go. 1st of the 10th. There we go.
Okay, 1st of October. So we've got less than a month.
That was on the Event Cinemas website.
Idiot.
Shout out to you all.
Okay, great.
You asked me.
Well, we'll do a review of that. We'll have more wine too at that point.
Yeah. Okay. And I won't have to be so careful about things I say.
Nah. Because you're a free woman.
I'm a free woman.
Wonder Woman. All right, we're done. That's enough. Okay. That's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.